السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Women's safety is a mirage in liberal India's capital city. The people's anger is increasing day by day over the murder of civil defense volunteer Saibia Saifi. Demands for justice to Saibia are growing not only in Delhi, but in UP, Uttarakhand, Bihar, Maharashtra, and other states where candle marches are being held. The CSF Daily, the 7th of September 2021. The heart-wrenching incident of the brutal killing of young Muslim woman with nearly 50 stabs, her breast cut off with several wounds all over her body, including private parts and thrown into bushes in Delhi, had sent shockwaves across the country. Though she was serving as a volunteer in civil defense service in India's capital, most of the mainstream media failed to report any news on this brutal murder. Only after trending of hashtag justice for Saibia in social media accounts for a week, few mainstream media published news on this issue. This clearly indicates deliberation of censoring this incident by national news agencies running in the largest democratic country in the world. The parents and the brother of the late victim stated they have faced several challenges and difficulties before they could file a complaint. There have been a few protests demanding for inquiry by Central Bureau of Investigation as Delhi Police tries to close the case with false narrative. This shows the level of corruption in the society department and the value given to women's safety in their home country. However, its mainstream media was very much worried about the future of women's rights and safety in Afghanistan after the Taliban's takeover in Kabul. These events clearly exhibit the hypocrisy of the media regarding the true sense of women's safety and empowerment in one of the largest democracies in the world, which echoes Western liberalism. This is not the first time such crimes against women have been reported in India. Several incidents like Nirbhaya rape case 2012, Onao rape case 2017, Kathawa rape case 2018, and Hyderabad rape cum murder case 2019 expose the grim reality of bestial sexual crimes against women in the country. A survey by Thomson Reuters Foundation in 2018 ranked India as the most dangerous country for women. According to National Crimes Records, Bureau, and CRB, India reported 88 rape cases every day in 2019. NCRB reported highlights that rape vulnerability of a girl or woman has increased up to 44% in the last 10 years. As Delhi, it isn't just a political capital, but also rape capital, which records more numbers of rape than any other cities in India. Between January 1st and June 15, 2021, the city police registered 833 cases of rape and 1,022 of molestation, up significantly from the 580 rapes and 735 rape cases filed in the same period last year. Since the destruction of the Khilaf, the world has lost the reference state, the reference society, the reference system for the mankind. Every other man-made system had been oppressing the mankind and women in their society. Blacks are oppressed in the West systematically. Oppression of Uyghur Muslims is the de facto policy of China. Similarly, there are systemic distinctions in the Indian society where if the victim was from Muslim or Dalit community, i.e. lower caste Hindu, the media attention gets reduced or sometimes fails to telecast the news to the world, and the corrupt government institution fail to publish the perpetrations in such scenarios. However, if the victim is from upper class of the society, that is when the media, police, and judiciary work fast until verdict is passed and perpetrator is punished. The world can never think about any society which was exemplary in establishing justice except the Islamic society. Its system of governance and established justice among a diverse set of people by implementing the Sharia and punishing the perpetrators of crime irrespective of religion, color, or ethnicity. Its spiritual basis of submission to the Creator made this society distinct in and remarkable than any other civilization in the history of mankind. Divine command to stand firm on the side of justice was clearly established in the ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah and be just witnesses, and let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just. That is nearer to pity and fear Allah. Verily Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 8. This also emphasized the sunnah of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as recorded by Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
إن بني إسرائيل كان إذا سرق فيهم الشريف تركوه وإذا سرق الضعيف قطعوه لو كانت فاطمة لقطعت يدها.
If a reputable man against the children of Bani Israel committed a theft, they used to forgive him. But if a poor man committed a theft, they would cut his hand. But I would cut even the hand of Fatima, i.e. the daughter of the Prophet, if she committed a theft. Sahih al-Bukhari. As for women's safety, the Western liberal world cannot solve the serious crisis. We see the horrendous crimes against women are rampant in Western liberal countries, and similar statistics reflect in those countries that follow the footsteps of the Western model. In the medieval era, almost every other culture except Islam had oppressed women in a different manner, and the contemporaries recognized those oppression. However, the secular liberalism, with its attractive slogans like personal liberty, gender equality, and women empowerment, have compromised the true safety and honor for women in these societies. Yet the people are deluded by these slogans and fail to recognize the evil impact caused by these principles directly. Islam alone can ensure the safety of women that will uphold their honor and punish the perpetrators of crimes without compromising Islamic values set by the Creator of the universe.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
And when the female infant buried alive shall be questioned, for what sin she was killed. Surah At-Takwir, Ayah 8-9. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Faizul ibn Ahmad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.